I know, tough times. A lot of challenges. I hate putting my mask on, taking it off, leaving it in the car, walking back, putting it on. Smells very much bad. Putting it on, don't think it does a lot of good, but I still put it on because I don't want to be one of those guys. We need the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, courage to change the thing we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. In other words, what George Costanza's father said.
Doctor gave me a relaxation cassette. When my blood pressure gets too high, the man on the tape tells me to say, serenity now!
Dr. Lucy McBride is a practicing internist in Washington, D.C. She wrote a column for TheAtlantic.com. She's the author of a COVID-19 newsletter and joins us now. Well, I think after 19 months, we realize, Doctor, there are no absolute answers as we go forward regarding COVID. So why is that so tough for most people to accept?
It's extremely tough to accept, particularly on the heels of 19 months of uncertainty, unpredictability, disruptions of our daily lives. My patients and most people right now crave certainty. They crave answers. They crave a sense of security like we haven't had for so long. But as I explained in my article for The Atlantic out yesterday, you know, life is risky. Life is full of harms and potential dangers. So right now we need to face the unpleasant truth that COVID is here to stay. Coronavirus is not going away, but that we can protect ourselves by vaccinating people who are eligible and by practicing, you know, safe mitigation measures. But we also can't live like this forever, as you well know. We have to understand that life and health are more than simply not getting COVID.
So it's time to recalibrate our risk gauges here, because it's not if we're going to get it, it's when we're going to get it.
Well, you know, you may or may not get COVID, but you're probably going to be exposed to coronavirus at some point. And if you've been vaccinated, your chances of getting very sick, ending up at the hospital, are extremely low. So we need to understand that, you know, trying to outrun coronavirus forever is a futile exercise. We can get vaccinated, we can vaccinate our family members, we can, you know, be in buildings with good ventilation, but we also need to recognize that we have probably focused, or many people have focused and rejiggered their lives with the sole purpose of preventing COVID-19 at the expense of other parts of their health, like their mental health, like, you know, connecting with loved ones, which is part of the fabric of humanity, is being with other people. And we can do so safely when we know the facts about the virus and how to protect ourselves.
Why do you suppose people were so angry, even 18 months ago, during the first few months, the draconian control measures? They got so worked up, a certain segment of our population, about, you know, maybe Dr. Fauci saying, don't wear a mask, and then a month later saying, oh, go get a mask. They thought that was some government plot as opposed to science working its way down the road.
Well, one of the biggest tragedies in modern time, I think, will end up being the politicization of the pandemic. You know, we have been learning about this virus in real time, building the proverbial airplane in the air. And so it's only normal to have, you know, implemented stricter measures when we really didn't know what kind of beast this was at first. But as we have begun to really understand how this virus works, we know it's airborne, we know that the vaccines are extraordinarily protective against severe outcomes from COVID, and as we recognize the very important elements of our lives that we've abandoned and need to bring back, you know, it's appropriate to recalibrate those risk gauges, to take calculated risks, and to recognize that we've done that for forever, since the beginning of mankind. I mean, we face the risk of driving, swimming in a swimming pool, being in a relationship with another person, you know, walking down the street. Everything we do carries risk. And we need to reacquaint ourselves with our, you know, pre-pandemic instincts that were pretty good.
Doctor, why do people want everything to be absolutely certain? In other words, there's no vaccine for uncertainty, is there?
That's right. You know, and my job as an internal medicine doctor has never been to promise people the moon, right? It's to help people manage risk, to thread the needle between, you know, hope and caution and doing and not doing. But I think, as I said in the beginning, people are really craving certainty when they've been so unsettled for 19 months. But again, we have to recognize, and this is what I talked about in my piece, that, you know, we need to accept that uncertainty is everywhere. That's part of the human condition. And that we can protect ourselves, our families, and our communities very well when we pay attention to the facts, we listen to experts, and then we, you know, turn off the news every once again.
So,
not this station, of course.
That's okay. Believe me, there's about 17 hours a day on this radio station. I question whether it should be on at all. But that being said, no offense, but that being said, when we decide to reopen society once the coronavirus is deemed endemic, are we ever going to revert back to life as it was pre-pandemic?
You know, in a way, I hope yes. In a way, I hope no. I mean, I think COVID has laid bare so many public health and individual health problems we've faced societally. I mean, for example, you know, this pandemic to me is a parallel pandemic of mental health and crisis. And if nothing else, people have reckoned with their mental health sometimes for the first time in their lives. And we need to recognize and redefine health as more than simply the absence of disease. I think we recognize that, you know, maybe we don't want to tolerate, so to speak, 20 to 40,000 American deaths from the flu every year. I mean, you know, it's not to say we want to mask indefinitely, but, you know, I think there are things we can do to change the way we live, work, and relate to other people that are potentially safer, and use this as an opportunity for growth and learning. But absolutely, we cannot mask forever. We have to be around other people. We are wired for survival. We're also wired for connection with other people. Masking is not sustainable forever. And those mask mandates will lift at some point.
Well, I hope so, and I hope we can remain patient and calm until that's that happens. Like you you said at the top of your piece, the old prayer, we need the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And please don't yell at the school board. I added that on.
That was your words. And yes, I mean, this is a very, very heated time for our country. But I hope that as the pandemic, you know, turns from a pandemic to endemic, that we can sort of come together and realize how much more we have in common than what divides us.
Dr. McBride, thank you for your time this afternoon. Much appreciated.
Thanks for having me.